Well, folks, it's all but official. Juan Soto is a Yankee. Now, there's going to be a few more things worked out, but he's going to be traded to the Yankees by the end of the night. I'm recording this, Wednesday afternoon. Isaac and I are going to record later this evening, so there'll be a longer, more detailed explanation. But these are just my initial thoughts. I will start with the Yankees. Yankee fans, listen to this. Don't worry about trading Michael King and pitching prospects. You are getting Juan Soto. He is going to hit 40 bombs for you. He's going to get on base 40% of the time. It is going to be a win for your side. For the Padres side, I understand the reasoning behind the trade. I get where they're at. They need money, right? Well, they need pitching. They don't have pitching. They're in a tough spot. The issue I have is, with it isn't the actual trade right now, but it's everything that led to this trade. The signing of Xander Bogaerts, the just kind of like, you know, investing in guys that are 30 years old when you had an opportunity. And I get that Juan Soto was not going to sign an extension, but you had an opportunity to sign him when he hit the open market with an upper hand because he's playing for your team. Hector Gomez had tweeted out over and over that Juan Soto liked being on the Padres and was very interested in returning. You had a chance to build around a 24-year-old Juan Soto and a 24-year-old Fernando Tatis and sign them to 12-year deals and, you know, decade-long deals instead of signing the, you know, guys for a long time. So I know it's just beating a dead horse at this point, but that's the issue there. And like I said, like the package you're going to get, it's Thorpe, it's Michael King. Trent Grisham will also be going to the Yankees. Yankee fans, I mean, it is kind of his last chance. He's going to be the fourth outfielder there. He's obviously struggled immensely hitting-wise. They're going to kind of see what they can do with him, see if they can improve his bat. He's going to be the fourth outfielder there. Probably a better spot for him. Padres side, I mean, you need the pitching. You need cheap pitching, so I think this sets up the Padres, like, I don't want to say it sets them up better for the future because they're losing Juan Soto. Like, it is a loss for the trade. It is a loss on the situation and everything that's happening. But I think overall, when you look at a trade like this, you're like, okay, well, what does it do for next year? Well, you have, you know, basically two starting pitchers. If you're counting Avila, then you have three guys. You're going to add two starters. You're going to add two other arms probably that are going to be bullpen friend starters, stuff like that. Maybe a position player or two in this deal. It is expected. It's not fully out yet. It's, you know, it's King and Thorpe are the main pieces, but expected that the Padres will get about five players back, four to five players. I don't know if Matt Carpenter's in the deal. I hope that Matt Carpenter is maybe getting, you know, get sent to the Yankees so the Padres can save some money there. But overall, I mean, it's a rough one, guys. And I think anyone that's like defending the Padres side, like, hey, they had to do this. Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying, but we can't just ignore that the Padres are trading away Juan Soto. And this is, you know, in the issue that I have is in 10 years, when we look back on it and we look back on Juan Soto's career, it's going to be thought about like, hey, the Padres had Fernando Tatis and Juan Soto. Man, if they only would have kept those two, they would have potentially had a dynasty. They would have had something really special. That's what it's going to be talked about, at least in my opinion. That's how I think it's going to be talked about. So I'm super bummed. Isaac and I are going to discuss the trade a lot. We're going to discuss, you know, potential options and whatnot. But we are really bummed about this deal. And I think it sucks, man. Like, I tweeted this out earlier, but I live in New York. You guys can see the tiny apartment here. And I went to a game last year in May when the Yankees were kind of struggling. Like, the Yankees fans were really upset. I saw Fernando Tatis and Juan Soto hit a home run in Yankee Stadium. And it was sick. I hit a parlay. I had a Juan Soto home run parlay. I hit the parlay. And it was like, this is awesome. Well, now Juan Soto is going to be playing in New York. He's going to be amazing in New York. So, you know, for, like I said, Yankee fans watching this, don't stress about like losing the pitching, man. Like, you're probably going to win this deal. Isaac says it over and over again. When you trade a superstar, the superstar side wins the trade almost every single time. So for the Padres, I mean, hopefully these guys pan out. They don't have like crazy stuff, like crazy elite stuff. Michael King was really good last year. He's 28 or 29 years old. That's kind of my issue with it. But like, it's almost like you got some pitching options. The Padres are basically changing their mold. And this is where I will give them some credit for. They're basically changing their mold to, hey, we're gonna try to reset and kind of change up. We think we can develop pitching. This is them saying we need to add all this young pitching. The Padres have a great young pitching in the minor league system right now, but they're not ready to come up yet. So their idea is like, hey, we can get this pitching. We can be cheap pitching-wise in a ballpark that is so friendly towards pitchers, and that's how we're going to win. We're going to win through developing pitching. The Padres have struggled to develop. We have said this since we started this show. Like three, you know, it's been like three seasons now, or maybe four seasons, wow. But we've said this since we started the show. They need to get better at developing. So if they do get the better at developing, like at least there's that side of it. They're saying we want to get these young controllable assets in the rotation, and then we can have other guys come up, and we're going to have a funnel of just a bunch of young pitching coming up in the next couple years, because we saw this offseason, pitching got insanely expensive. Nick Martinez is making $13 million. Guys, Nick Martinez is not worth $13 million. That is wild. So I think that's what we're kind of seeing, and we're also seeing that the Padres have some financial issues. So that's kind of my first takeaways from it here. We are going to talk about this. We're going to talk about other names. Jake Cronenworth is being brought up in trade rumors, so we're going to discuss him as well. We're going to talk about all the stuff San Diego Padres related, and we will break down this trade. You know, we'll probably have an episode out tomorrow morning, I'm guessing, about this trade being broken down, about all the players that are going, you know, to the Padres, who's going to the Yankees. It seems like it's just Grisham and Soto. We'll kind of talk about, you know, like the flip in that regard, but me and Isaac will break down the trade, you know, a lot more in depth, but I wanted to get my initial thoughts out because the trade is basically done. I mean, everything's getting tweeted out like, hey, this is, you know, it only needs like, it's going to be done in a couple hours probably. So I'm assuming that that's all going to go through, and it seems like that's going to happen. And, you know, finally, like I said before, we were not advocates of trading Juan Soto. I get why they're doing it. Like, I understand the situation that they're in, but you trade a guy like Juan Soto, it's probably going to, you know, we're going to look back on this 5, 10 years, and I think it's going to burn the Padres. It's at least in the eyes of fans, it's going to look like, man, this, how do you trade Juan Soto? So I think that's kind of my overall thoughts on it real quick. We will break down the full trade package later on here. We will talk about Jake Cronenworth. We will talk about other options for the Padres moving forward. Now that the first kind of thing of the offseason for the Padres is done, outside of manager. But yeah, we'll be breaking that stuff down a bunch. So hit the plus, subscribe, do all that stuff. Hit like. Thanks to you guys for listening. Comment on what your initial thoughts are on the trade. And we will have a longer discussion later, you know, in the week, probably tomorrow. So see y'all. Have great your day, and go Padres, still.